ear the sound, the sound, the sound, the sound.
Hemorrhage out. All right, welcome to another spin-off edition of Hemorrhage and Dub. This spin-off is the spin-off of my normal podcast, Dynamite Hemorrhage Radio, but occasionally we do these forays into 1970s and sometimes 1980s Jamaican dub. We call it Hemorrhage and Dub. This is the eighth one that I've done. My name is Jay, and I'll be your host for the next hour, playing stuff like what you just heard there. Skin, Flesh, and Bones, doing Spider-Man Web. That came out on a compilation called Fighting Dub, 1975 to 1979. The backing band there is the Revolutionaries, who were the backing band for so many things. If you've listened to any of these Hemorrhage and Dub spin-off podcast things, you may recall me getting very excited about a Skin, Flesh, and Bones compilation that came out a couple years ago on Pressure Sounds called Dub in Blood. Fantastic stuff. Well, I'd never heard Fighting Dub 1975 to 79, which is really great as well. Again, Skin, Flesh, and Bones doing Spider-Man Web. Today is December 25th, 2020, as I record it, Christmas Day of probably the best year ever, 2020. So I thought we'd kind of end things off for the year with another Hemorrhage and Dub. So hopefully you'll enjoy it. I've put together a lot of really good stuff, pretty much all from the 70s with a few forays into the 80s as well. We're going to now hear Lee Scratch Perry. This is actually what kind of kicked me into wanting to do one of these, because I was listening in my car earlier in the week to the Sound System Scratch compilation that Pressure Sounds put out in 2016. And I've probably said this on the show before. I mean, with Lee Perry, I'm kind of hit and miss, although I'm becoming much more into him. Like, you know, I know that's kind of cliche, right? He's, you know, one of the masters of dub and kind of a Jamaican pioneer of all things reggae and sound manipulation. But it's only now starting to come to me just how amazing this dude is. And that Sound System Scratch record is so good. I think it's the best Lee Perry thing I've ever heard, including the 1970s Blackboard Jungle dub and stuff like this. I think this thing's even better. So this particular track was just blowing my mind. I said, you know what? I'm going to do another Hemorrhage and Dub. So it's Lee Scratch Perry doing Returning Wax, and it sounds like this. Thank you. Okay, it's Hemorrhage and Dub, edition number 8. My name is Jay, and you just heard Augustus Pablo in King Tubby's studio doing 555 Dub Street, and that came out on what is perhaps the greatest dub album of all time, King Tubby's meets Rockers Uptown from 1976. Before Augustus Pablo, we heard Tommy McCook and the Supersonics doing Dub with Strings, which came out on a compilation called, or actually a dub album called Pleasure Dub in the 1970s. And perhaps you recognize the song in the back there. That was The Tide Is High. I can't even remember the name of the band that did that originally, but of course we all know it from Blondie, but it was a Jamaican classic from the late 60s, early 70s. Tommy McCook and the Supersonics doing Dub with Strings. We heard Rico before that, also known as Rico Rodriguez, doing Man from Guarica Dub, and that came out on a compilation called Guarica Dub, 1977. And Rico played with many different bands across England and in Jamaica. He played with when the whole two-tone revival thing came happening in England in the late 70s. He played with the Specials. He played with Bad Manners. He also played with, like I said, Prince Buster, I think back in the early 1970s. And he passed away a few years at the ripe old age of 80. So good on you, Rico. Again, that was called Man from Guarica Dub. Glenmore Brown before that did Barrow Street Drums. That came out on his album Dub from the Southeast. We started things off with Lee Scratch Perry and the Upsetters doing Returning Wax from a compilation called Sound System Scratch, which is just a bunch of weird manipulated stuff from the Black Ark Lee Perry studio in the 1970s. Fantastic. Came out on Pressure Sounds again in 2016. Now we're going to hear some more from Mr. Perry and the Black Ark Players this time. An album came out in 1980 called Black Ark and Dub. I heard it for the first time in the last couple weeks, and I really like it. It was reissued just this past year, I think, maybe 2019. The song is simply entitled Jaw. It's by the Black Ark Players, and it sounds like this.
Sweeter, Jah love means more. Do I end up?
That's one I really like from Barrington Levy called A Trod With Jah Dub, and it came out on a compilation that came out in 2005, Barrington Levy in Dub, Lost Mixes from King Tubby's Studio, of course from the 1970s, but not reissued or put out at all until 2005 on a compilation LP and CD. Again, Barrington Levy doing Trod With Jah Dub. We heard Roots Radix before that with Set Your Dub on Fire. That came out last year on a reissue, originally from the late 1970s. The reissue was called Junjo Presents 12 Inches of Dub. Roots Radix played on so many reggae tracks in the 1970s. They were like the house band for, was it Channel One? It was Studio One. I can't remember. I get it all mixed up. But one of the major studios there, Roots Radix, was the main backing band, and they've got several dub albums of their own. That one, again, was called 12 Inches of Dub, and the track was Set Your Dub on Fire. Joe Gibbs before that from way back in 1973 with He Prayed Version, and that was from a dub album called Dub Serial, one of the very early dub records. Before Joe Gibbs, we heard Horace Andy with Dub the Light from his dub album, In the Light Dub, came out in 1977, and was not too long ago reissued on a CD with In the Light, which was the vocal part of it, and In the Light Dub, which was the dub part of it, one CD, and it's really great. Definitely the dub stuff is fantastic on that. And the guy's got great vocals, except for on the dub one. Of course, it's all dropped out and you can barely hear it. Before Horace Andy, we heard Black Ark Players, Lee Scratch Perry, The Upsetters, etc. That was called Jaw, and it came out on a recently reissued record called Black Ark in Dub, originally recorded in 1980. You're listening to Hemorrhage in Dub, edition number 8. My name is Jay. I've got five more I want to play for you to round out this show, this hour. So Jaw Thomas is next with Sly and the Revolutionaries from 1980 from an album called Black Ash Dub. This is called Kali.
Prince Jammy a dub specialist, but scientists are dub chemists.
Ha ha ha!
All right, that's Glenn Brown and King Tubby from one of the greatest collections of dub I've ever heard, Termination Dub 1973 to 1979. That one was called World Dub, Away with the Bad. And Termination Dub is one of those like kind of early dub milestones for me. As I was kind of discovering this stuff about 20-ish years ago, that's when Blood and Fire Records out of the UK started to put out these just incredible stuff, collections of B-sides and reissues of all kinds. Blood and Fire isn't a label anymore, but one of the best things they ever put out is Termination Dub by Glenn Brown and King Tubby. Can't recommend it highly enough. Again, that one was called World Dub, Away with the Bad. Before that, we heard something from the Studio One Dub Fire Special Collection that Soul Jazz put out a couple years ago. There's really no information on this whatsoever, so I'm just calling this by Studio One. The track was called Darker Black. It's, it says Chapter 3, 18 Heavyweight Dub Cuts from Brentford Road, Fresh Sounds Inside, International Dub, and I swear to God, that's pretty much all it says, you know. And a lot of dub stuff is very obtuse like that, and deliberately so, and that's what makes it kind of fun. So from the Studio One Studios, that was called Darker Black. We heard Prince Jammy before that with Waterfront Gang War, 1979 Kamikaze Dub, which is a great record. I know I've played stuff from that on this spin-off podcast before. We started things off with Jaw Thomas and Sly and the Revolutionaries doing Kali from a 1980 album called Black Ash Dub. Every one of the tracks is a reference to some illicit substance, and I believe Kali is slang for marijuana. So there you go. So this has been Hemorrhage and Dub edition number 8. My name has been Jay. I do these probably twice a year, maybe 3 times a year. And who knows when the next one will be? It'll probably be in 2021, given that this is the end of 2020 as I'm recording it for you. I'm going to end things now with the newest track of the bunch from 1985, back when dub really had gone pretty much digital. And you can hear some beeping in this thing. I'm not completely digital, but with lots of kind of synthesizers and keyboards and stuff like that, which is where a lot of us kind of tune out. You know, we tune out around 1980, 81 as that stuff starts. Occasionally, though, a track slips to the surface that's just fantastic, and this one's really good. It's the Winter All-Stars. That it's called Girl Rush, and it was the B-side of a single by a woman named Sophie George. It's just like a fun reggae pop number on the A-side, and the B-side is this version, this dubbed out version that I think you're going to like. So enjoy it. Again, it's Winter All-Stars doing Girl Rush, and we'll see you next time.
No, 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 no,